morning, you guys. Welcome back. Episode 92 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Nice to see you guys. Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had an awesome week, you guys. It's been so good. So here we are. Good morning. It's 7 o'clock. It's Sunday morning. And I don't know if you can see me. I didn't really plan for this. I guess it's fall already. So we've been having just crazy weather. This whole week has been like 50 degrees and pouring rain for the most part. And so it's dark out at 7 in the morning. And I left all my lights. I had taken them on my trip with me, so they're all down in my van. So I just have one little flashlight here that I'm trying to light myself with. And I didn't want to wait hours for it to get bright in here to try and film. So here we are. So maybe you can't see me. Those of you who are just listening probably don't care. So anyways, good morning, you guys. So it's been a great week for me here. As you guys know, I just kind of was back last weekend. As a matter of fact, I was, as I wrapped up the podcast last week, I was thinking about how busy I was feeling, how overwhelmed, you know, from coming back from all that travel and being stuck and being away. And then I just had a real big list of work stuff and house stuff. You know, my house was being turned over, new renters coming in. I didn't have it rented last weekend. So that was all, those are big things on my list of chores to do. And there was just a lot I wanted to accomplish in the interim, a lot I want to accomplish in the interim when my house is empty. And a lot of boat work going on. So yeah, so I came into this week really kind of hot and a little stressed, a little overwhelmed. And so I did, I just had a really good week. I pushed super hard. I had a ton of energy, was feeling really good all week. Got a lot done. I did a lot of boat work, starting a new big build at one of the big shops. And there's another pretty good size 55 foot work scow that's just kind of wrapping up at another shop that I'm involved in. So boat work is cooking. So I was busy jumping around it. It did some road trip into some different marinas this week and fixed some boats. And yeah, I just had a good week. I got a lot done. I did a lot of paid work. Just got some invoices out there for the first time in a few weeks, which is great. And then I did. I got really, really got after it here at home and did just a ton in the big house. I still have quite a bit to do. But it felt really good to get in there and get it sort of refreshed. I haven't really done anything down there for about 3 years since I started renting it out. So been great to get down there and have some time to focus on it. We have some lovely new renters moving in. That was a treat to get that taken care of last weekend. That happened really quickly, thankfully. And I had a lot of interest, and so I was able to pick some nice folks who were local and just live right up the street and have some, I'm excited. They have some young kids. So there'll be some little ones running around on the farm here, which I've always thought this place is, it's really a shame that there aren't kids running around here. Cause it's just a great spot. Can't see any neighbors and you know, they can just run wild. So I'm really looking forward to that, to have a new life here. That's going to be fun, even though it's not, doesn't really affect me too much. It's just something that that I feel good about on the property. It makes me feel like it's getting used appropriately. So, and that, you know, I'm just excited to share that and see the life happen here. Yeah. So, let's talk about zero carb. You know, I had a great week. I've just been staying the course, as it were, eating my homemade hamburgers, back to homemade hamburgers, and still eating bacon pretty regularly. And I'll tell you, it's funny. I know it affects me. You know, I know it takes me backwards. And after I eat it for a while, I just kind of settle into that routine. And that becomes my new normal. And so I'm bringing it up because I have had most nights this week sort of a, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning, real strong, urgent urge to use the restroom. And when I do get there, it's very liquid compared to where I've been. So, but it doesn't come with anything else. Like there's no pain and, you know, there's none of the other, my other inflammation symptoms. It just seems to make me void my insides sort of urgently. And if I'm on the road, that's a problem. If I'm home, it hasn't been a big deal. And it's funny because I'll, you know, go, okay, well, that's enough bacon for me for now. This is terrible. And I'll stop eating bacon for a few days. And it does, it clears right up. And I go back to being my normal, whatever that is. but it's better than that, better than what it is when I eat bacon. And then I'll just kind of go back and go, man, that bacon's delicious. That's worth it. And so here I am, still eating bacon. And speaking of bacon, man, I found a jowl bacon. Have you guys ever seen that? They just sell the whole jowl. It's unsliced. And it's inexpensive. I think it's $3 a pound. And man, it's so good. It's worth a late night trip to the bathroom for me. So anyways, I've just been eating my burgers and bacon. I've been feeling great. My energy's been awesome. And it's been nice. You know, I eat a little bit less when I eat the bacon for sure because of the fat content. I don't tend to eat as much hamburger. And yeah, well, like I said, I feel worse when I eat bacon. So I'm not going to say that makes me feel better. But I do, as you guys know, one of the issues I've had over the past year, few years, is that I will eat, I'll overeat, basically. Not overeat for my weight or anything, but just I overwhelm my bile, is what production is, what it seems like. My digestive tract doesn't handle a large workload at one time. It's not how much I eat in a day, it's how much I eat in one sitting. And so when I add the bacon to the burgers, I eat a little bit less volume overall, and that does seem, I haven't had any real bad sick events like I had been having, so... So anyways, there's that, bacon and burgers, a little bit of smoked salmon, and not much else. Haven't been eating out. That's been nice when I get off the road to come back and sort of get back to a stable base. And my energy's been great. And salt-wise, you know, when I'm eating the bacon, I'm still not adding salt, but I get quite a bit more salt, obviously, through the bacon. And I do. I start noticing that I start getting leg cramps. Just calf cramps. They're not too bad, but I do get them late at night in the morning when I'm eating that bacon. And so this goes back to my experimentation with salt and no salt and all that. And what I end up, I don't know if this is true, but it seems like when I eat added salt, I talked about my hydration issues. Like I would just get real thirsty and have, you know, I'd pee a lot and be drinking a lot. It doesn't seem to happen so much with just the bacon because I don't think it's really that much salt. But what does happen is I get cramps, and I do think that is an indication of an electrolyte imbalance, is that once I ingest that much salt, all of a sudden I don't have enough magnesium and or potassium. I think it's the magnesium that really gets you, because I think that there's a inverse correlation between the amount of salt you take and the amount of magnesium you have or something like that. I can't remember, and I haven't been reading my nutrition stuff because I have been feeling so good. I just am not interested anymore. I feel like I did that part of my study over those initial few years of zero carb, and now I'm just kind of settled in. And that brings me to an interesting point, talking about salt and feeling just sort of settled in on the science and all that, is I did have someone ask me recently about salt, and then they said, oh, you don't add any salt. Well, I wouldn't have thought that there was enough in beef. And, you know, it just really reminded me that one of my favorite things that's come from zero carb is the ability to just stop worrying about what I should be eating or what the numbers say I should be eating, you know, the macros and the micronutrients and, you know, where am I getting enough vitamin C and am I getting enough salt, and the numbers say that I'm going to die and there's not enough salt, and it's been so nice to just let go of all that, and that's one of the best parts about ZC, and I talk about it a lot, but what I trust is what I can observe, and I can observe that I feel best if I don't add any salt, and I can observe that when I have added salt, I get cramps, and I get a dry mouth, and I don't seem to have any positives, and I don't seem to have any downsides when I don't add it, so I don't really care what the numbers say. Maybe there's not enough salt in beef, and I'm dying. I don't know. But it's one of the beauties that I found of this way of eating, is that I can simply observe and use my observations as a guide, because no one seems to know. You know, there's people out there on YouTube telling us that we must eat liver, and look, they look up the nutritional numbers and they, use that as proof that there's, you know, all this, these numbers of nutrition in the liver, and so therefore you must eat it, and it's obviously optimal nutrition, and, you know, I just don't believe any of that. I really don't. I think if that were the case, we'd all be doing better by, you know, the person who ate the most the most vitamins would be the healthiest, right? Like just power eating jars full of vitamins, because obviously the more nutrition is better. I don't believe that's the case. I believe there's a right number for all of us, a right amount of nutrition. And I do believe that it's something we can observe for the most part. I'm sure there's some aspects of nutrition that we can observe over time. Maybe they add up and lead to negative outcomes. But from what I can observe in long-term zero carbers, there's none of those issues that I might have to worry about on this diet. Now, if I was just eating cereal, then maybe I'd get rickets or, you know, things like that. So that I'm not saying nutrition is false or doesn't exist. You guys know what I'm saying. Anyways, I'm really rambling. I'm really scattered. So, I think I'm just gonna wrap it up here. I'm doing great, you guys. I'm having such a good run on zero carb. It's been really, really, really profound, as always, still continues to be. Every week I have so many moments where I stop and just am so grateful to have found this way of eating and to be healthy and strong and have energy and be mentally stable. Gosh, what a big one, to not be depressed anymore, not be up and down. So many things. And so, yeah, so I'm just continuing to be thankful, continuing to stay the course and enjoy the simplicity of this life and continuing to enjoy my health, that I really believe has been, you know, that zero carb has brought to me. So I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you're feeling good and figuring out what works for you, staying the course and not listening to those, not even just the naysayers, just don't listen to those people who tell you what you should be doing. You just trust yourself, what you can observe, and keep paying attention. And yeah, so we'll hope you guys have a great week. I'm going to get focused here on some more work around the house and more boat work. Just kind of got my nose to the grindstone here, it looks like, for the next few months, probably. I got a little bit of financial goals I'd like to meet in the next few months, and it looks like I've got the work to do it, so I'm just going to stay dug in and moving forward. So look forward to just a whole lot of me talking about being busy, I guess, and talking about staying positive and grateful and right here in the moment, because that's really what I'm working on the most, is just being here now, staying positive, and just being grateful. So thankful for you guys. Thanks so much, you guys, for all of your kind comments and supports, for listening and watching every week. I can't tell you how much it means to me. Those of you who have been regular long-termers and consistently leave me comments, you guys, I won't start saying names because it'll be a long list and you know who you are. Thank you so much. It really means a lot to me. I kind of go up and down with this journal, sometimes really motivated, sometimes feeling a little bit like a chore. But I'm always grateful for the progress it's brought and the reflection and introspection that it continues to bring me this time, and you guys are a huge part of that. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I sure hope you're getting something out of it too. So, all right, you guys, well, I hope you have a great week. Hope you make some progress. Stay the course. Know that we're all out here moving forward together despite all of the naysayers out there. So have a great week. Thanks as always, and I will see you guys next week. All right, see you guys.